Welcome to Your Gospel here on Gospel for Grampian. Your Gospel is all about making sure that wherever you come from, you'll be able to hear the Gospel.
Your Gospel in Hungarian.
János 3:16. Mert úgy szerette Isten e világot, hogy az ő egyszülött fiát adta, hogy valaki hiszen ő benne, el ne vesszen, hanem örök élete legyen.
Your Gospel aims to make the Gospel available in languages from around the world. It's taken from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Look out for more from Your Gospel at the top of the hour every hour on Gospel for Grampian. listen.g4g.org.uk. If you'd like to catch up with our podcasts, then it's podcast.g4g.org.uk.
Hi, this is to all the listeners of Gospel for Grampian, wherever you are. This is Matt Campbell from the Scottish Borders, saying have a blessed day. God bless each and every one of you. Take care.
A very good evening to you. This is Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping and enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the heart of the Power Hour is to apply God's word in prayer. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. And the theme is to pray for all nations. How do we even know that prayer is going to work? Well, let's just take an example. And this example really comes from the war. In May 1940, Adolf Hitler unleashed his troops against France and Belgium. The Allied troops in the Nazis' path were surrounded by the Germans on three sides, with the sea behind them. The Allies were trapped, and everyone knew it. German high command boasted that their troops were proceeding to annihilate the British army, and Prime Minister Winston Churchill was preparing himself to deliver the news that more than 300,000 soldiers had been captured or killed. However, later that month, King George VI called for a National Day of Prayer. The British people devoted themselves entirely to prayer for the day. Congregations swelled and queues formed outside churches. At the same time, the military decided to evacuate all the soldiers it could. Unable to field enough military ships to carry all the endangered troops, a call went out asking for the aid of any vessel willing to cross the English Channel and assist with saving the trapped men. More than 800 vessels answered the call. Even as the Allies raced to mitigate what seemed like a certain catastrophe, Hitler called his troops to a halt. For 3 days, Nazi troops and soldiers stood idly by as the Allies frantically evacuated their men. At the same time, poor weather grounded the Luftwaffe and allowed the Allied soldiers to reach the beaches and the evacuation without hindrance. The evacuation itself took place on unusually calm seas. The miracle of Dunkirk was just that, miraculous. And today, this day, historians are baffled as to why Hitler suddenly called a halt to his advance when victory was all but assured. The German generals themselves were clueless as to why they were not allowed to chase down and obliterate the Allies. Well, it's prayer. Prayer can achieve much, and indeed prayer does. And with regard especially to the coronavirus, it seems a good idea to pray intensively, and that for all countries around the world. Now, why would any Christian want to pray? Why would we pray? And why would we pray for all nations? Well, Matthew 28, verses 16 to the end of the chapter. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So Jesus told us very clearly to pray for all nations and in all situations. And this is what we are going to do right now. And I pray simply that as we pray through these prayers, and we're going to be also mentioning all the countries of the earth, I pray I'll get through this without any hesitation or repetition or anything else, that as we mention all of these and we speak about and pray about the different issues in each country, that God would work. Matthew 21 verse 22 says, "If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." And so we're going to claim this. Heavenly Father, right now I claim this and believe that as we pray tonight about the situations around the world, and particularly people with the coronavirus, that you will answer these prayers and cause the big miracle, and that the coronavirus to be killed stone dead. Yes, stone dead. And that those who have the virus will be immediately healed. And we've got some scriptures to pray about that. We're also going to be praying for provision for all the medical health agencies as they seek to deal with this. I'm going to pray that this killing of the virus stone dead will result in not even needing the vaccine at all. Now, many people might think that that is too far-fetched, but remember the example that I gave right at the start about the UK during the war and how the evacuation at Dunkirk occurred, and the amount of prayer that went on and the amount of favour that was given. Keep that in mind. Believe. Matthew 21 verse 22. If you believe, you will receive everything or whatever you ask for in prayer. Colossians 4 verse 2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And that's what we're going to do. Now, there's a lot of situations that people are in, not least the coronavirus, where people are not sure what is the right answer. There's so many conflicting reports coming in usually. And here's an example of a scripture. This is Hezekiah's prayer. Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers, read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. And that's what we're going to do. If you join with us in prayer, and whatever is troubling you in prayer, bring it before God. If it is the issue of the coronavirus, bring that before God. If it is the issue of other healings needed or finances that need to be sorted out, bring that before God. If it is even a court case or anything else, bring that before God. We don't know many things, but God does. In a minute, we're going to be praying for and mentioning all the countries of the world. Before I do this, I give God thanks for all governments and praying indeed throughout the world for all powers, dominions, entities, organizations, companies, businesses, families, individuals, and men and women having authority over anyone in any way. Why are we doing this? Well, the prayer that we're going to now be praying, which is made up of a series of scriptures, will make sure that only the upright will stand. So pray for men and women having authority over anyone in any way, and that throughout the world. Pour out your spirit upon them and make your word known to them. Cause them to be men and women of integrity, obedient, concerning people, and that people may lead quiet, peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. Let wisdom enter their hearts, and let knowledge be pleasant to them. Let discretion preserve them and understanding keep them, to deliver them from the way of evil and from evil men. Make their hearts and ears attentive to godly counsel, doing what is right in your sight. Let the upright dwell in all governments and in all the areas I've mentioned. Cause there to be a shaking in all areas. Let those complete and blameless before you stay, and cut off the wicked, and let the unfaithful be rooted out. Bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and expose the secret aims of the hearts. Let all nations remember from where they've fallen, repenting and returning to doing their first works, setting their hearts and their souls to seek the Lord, humbling themselves and praying, and turning from their wicked ways. Then hear them, O Lord, forgive their sins, and heal all lands. Open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the dominion of Satan to God. Soften the hearts that are hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Deliver them from their destructions. Father, you have been long-suffering towards us, not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Raise up a standard in all nations, cause the rains of your spirit to flood all lands, and revive your work in the midst of us. Raise up intercessors over all nations to pull down strongholds over all lands, and let the glory of the Lord be revealed. And in this, I'm praying for righteousness throughout every land, throughout the world. We're going to be mentioning each country in prayer, so that all the prayers I've already mentioned, and those we'll be making after this in prayer, each person will be covered. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9 tells us, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." God sees everything, and he knows everything. He knows every situation and every person. And it's my prayer that those who are the most vulnerable, those who are widows, those who are orphans, those who are in real need in any way, will be rescued and will be helped. People will be healed. Those who do not have enough would have enough. My prayer is that people would share. My prayer is that the world would be fully healed. Amen. And now I will be reading through the countries of the world. Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Andorra, Angola, Antigua and Barbuda, Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Austria, Azerbaijan, Bahamas, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Barbados, Belarus, Belgium, Belize, Benin, Bhutan, Bolivia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Botswana. And indeed, the list is going on, and I have to say that things are zipping past me rather quickly. So we'll try and slow things down a wee bit. Botswana, Brazil, Brunei, Bulgaria, Burkina Faso, Burundi, Cote d'Ivoire, Cabo Verde, Cambodia, Cameroon, Canada, Central African Republic, Chad, Chile, and what I'm trying to do is to get this to stay in one place while I read out the rest of the names of all the countries around the world. And it's not always obeying me, but that is technology for you. I will continue. China, Colombia, Comoros, Congo, Costa Rica, Croatia, Cuba, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo, Denmark, Djibouti, Dominica, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Egypt, El Salvador, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Estonia, Eswatini, Swaziland, Ethiopia, Fiji, Finland, France, Gabon, Gambia, Georgia, Germany, Ghana, Greece, Grenada, Guatemala, Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, Guyana, Haiti, Holy See, Honduras, Hungary, Iceland, India, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Jamaica, Japan, Jordan, Kazakhstan, Kenya, Kiribati, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Laos, Latvia, Lebanon, Lesotho, Liberia, Libya, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Madagascar, Malawi, Malaysia, Maldives, Mali, Malta, Marshall Islands, Mauritania, Mauritius, Mexico, Micronesia, Moldova, Monaco, Mongolia, Montenegro, Morocco, Mozambique, Myanmar, Namibia, Nepal, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nicaragua, Niger, Nigeria, North Korea, North Macedonia, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Palau, Palestine State, Panama, Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Peru, Philippines, Poland, Portugal, Qatar, Romania, Russia, Rwanda, St. Kitts and Nevis, Santa Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Samoa, San Marino, Sao Tome and Principe, Saudi Arabia, Senegal, Serbia, Seychelles, Sierra Leone, Singapore, Slovakia, Slovenia, Solomon Islands, Somalia, South Africa, South Korea, South Sudan, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Suriname, Sweden, Switzerland, Syria, Tajikistan, Tanzania, Thailand, Timor-Leste, Togo, Tonga, Trinidad and Tobago, Tunisia, Turkey, Turkmenistan, Tuvalu, Uganda, Ukraine, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, United States of America, Uruguay, Uzbekistan, Vanuatu, Venezuela, Vietnam, Yemen, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Now, I'd apologize if that seems like a lot of countries, but we don't want anyone to be left out. So if I've left anyone out, then I do apologize. So we pray right now for those who have the coronavirus or any disease, physical condition, injury or disability. For those close to death, whether with the current pandemic, disease or cancer, in any other way, life-threatening condition. So we're going to apply some scriptures for that. Lord my God, I called you to you for help and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Psalm 30, verse 2 to 3. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. And I'm praying for all these people that just as the centurion believed that his servant would be cured, and the servant was, Lord God, just say the word from where you are, so that these people will regain their health wherever they are in the world. So pray also for those mourning their dead, as you raise Lazarus, the widow's son, and you yourself, Lord Jesus, were raised from the dead. Have mercy on those who are left behind, particularly dependents of those who have died. And Lord God, if it's your will, you can raise the dead. So pray, Lord God, that you do, so these people might have life, and indeed a new chance, a life. And Lord God, you said you want none should perish, but all should have everlasting life. Amen. And now for those who are blind, deaf, mute, lame, or have any other life-limiting condition. Isaiah 35, verses 3 through to 6. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. So pray, Lord God, just as the man that was lowered through the roof by his friends, and Lord God, you told him to get up, take his bed and walk. So for these people who are lame, that they would have and be able to walk. For those who have no sight, that they would be able to see. Those who have no hearing would be able to hear. Those with life-limiting conditions like motor neuron or MS would be able to live life to the full, because that's what you said. Your word tells us in John 10, verse 10, the thief comes to steal, to kill and to destroy, but I've come that they may have life to the full. So, Lord God, we pray for life to the full for all these people. And indeed, Lord God, also for those who are in addiction and a wayward life and a downward spiral. Luke 1, verses 78 to 79 says, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. So we pray, Lord God, that those who are on this downward spiral would indeed be able to get out of that spiral. And Jeremiah 15 verse 21 says, I will save you from the hands of the wicked and to deliver you from the grasp of the cruel. And from Romans, there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. James 4 verse 7 to 8. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Sometimes it's needed, and always we need, when people wrong us, to forgive others. And Matthew 6 verse 14 says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." So sometimes some conditions may have been brought on through a lack of forgiveness. And so let's go and pray for forgiveness and for healing and for reconciliation. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know the situations that people find themselves in. Maybe through something other people have done. Maybe through relationship problems or difficulties with marriage or people having stolen from others. Whatever the situation, Lord God, many people are suffering. Many people are in despair and wondering how to work things. But yet, Lord God, I pray, Lord, that first of all, people might know your love. People might know and would know your peace. And people would be able to apply this scripture. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And Lord God, let there be healing as a result of that. Heavenly Father, Lord God, for those who have wronged me, I'm sorry that I have not forgiven them. Help me to forgive, and I do forgive, so that my own wrongs might be forgiven and I might be healed. This is a prayer which you can pray. This program is Power Hour, and Power Hour is about applying God's word in prayer. We're taking God's word, a lot of it today, and applying it to a prayer for all nations. Earlier on in the program, we prayed for all nations. We mentioned all nations. We prayed for governments. We prayed for individuals. We prayed for healing. I pray also now this over the UK. And for the UK to know a time even of great, amazing prosperity. But so that the nation shall be a blessing. Genesis 12 verse 2. Thank you, Lord, that you make us a great nation, and you'll bless this nation and will make our name great. And so this nation shall be a blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Genesis 12 verse 2. Now, many people in this world will have special needs. Needs indeed of all kinds. Psalm 31, verses 19 to 20. Thank you, Lord, that you have stored up goodness for those who fear you, which you have wrought for those who take refuge in you before the sons of men. You hide them in the secret place of your presence from the conspiracy of man. You'll keep them secretly in a shelter from the strife of tongues. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 31, verses 19 to 20. And that to do with court cases. For those at school. Thank you, Lord, that the mind of the hasty will discern truth, and the tongue of stammerers will hasten to speak clearly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 32, verse 4. For financial blessings. Thank you, Lord, that peace may be within their walls and prosperity within their palaces. In the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 122, verse 7. John 3, 3 John 1, verse 2. That is, 3 John 1, verse 2 says, Thank you, Lord, that it is written that it is good that they prosper and be in health, just as their souls prosper, in the name of Jesus Christ. For those who have issues with jobs, or indeed of selling of houses, thank you, Lord, that you will accomplish all things for them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 57, verse 2. Malachi 3, verse 10. Thank you, Lord of hosts, that you said, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Then I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it may not destroy the fruits of the ground, nor will your vine in the field cast its grapes, says the Lord of hosts. In the name of Jesus Christ, Malachi 3, verse 10. We have prayed indeed for many things, and it is my prayer that you, the listener, if you're not already a believer, that you might come to believe, that these scriptures that you've heard this evening might come to rest within you and impact you throughout your days into the future. We pray that you'll remember that although the world puts many things and brings many things against us, Christ has said, I've come that they may have life to the full. And that's what God wants for us. I pray that this world is going to be a much better and much changed place as a result of this coronavirus. A changed place for the good. Already we are seeing how the climate is improving as a result of much less traffic, much less pollution, much less movement of people. That each of us in the world might do things a different way, so as to protect this world of ours, to respect this world of ours that we have. We are only here once. We only have a certain amount of time and resources. This next prayer is going to be a prayer of stewardship, a prayer of caring, a prayer of responsibility. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that as we go through this period of lockdown, we're seeing changes in our climate and improvements. We realize that as humans, we've taken much from the earth, and we ourselves have been selfish in the way that we've done things. Lord God, we're sorry for all these things. And we pray, Lord, that you would put into us a right mind and heart and show us how we should be living our lives, taking a responsibility for what we do, and indeed being loving and considerate toward others. Lord God, your word tells us, love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength, and your neighbour as yourself. In the coming days and months, as already been shown by many, we pray, Lord God, that more and more of us would demonstrate that to others. Not only loving you with all our hearts, but loving our neighbour. Loving our brothers and sisters, loving the man in the street. And I thank you, Lord God, for all those people, particularly, Lord God, for the health workers and for the key workers who are going the extra mile in providing a brilliant service. Those who drive the lorries up and down the land, throughout all lands. Those who deliver those who prepare food, the farmers, Lord God, we bring all of these people before you. Please grant that, Lord, these people would have a godly confidence in their hearts and a wisdom in their hearts to know what to do for the best with the changing conditions. We pray, Lord God, that you would make sure that the ground delivers its best, but the people consider it toward the ground, toward the environment, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've heard all these prayers and are now bringing them and enacting on them. Thank you, Lord, for all the people of the world, and I pray, Lord God, that they might know of your gospel, your love, your salvation, your mercy, and indeed through the love of others. I pray, Lord God, that there would be no lack in this world, and that people who are tempted to hoard things and tempted to keep things back or restrict things just for financial gain or whatever gain would instead make sure that resources are provided for those in need. Pray, Lord God, that the health services would have all the resources they need. Thank you, Lord, for all the good news stories that we've heard about people doing things for the health service and applauding them, and doing things for key workers and applauding them. Lord, let that continue. And even after all of this coronavirus has finished, let people still be always considerate toward others, and indeed generous toward others. And pray, Lord God, as I've said, yes, for the coronavirus to be killed stone dead, and, Lord God, the restrictions to be lifted soon, so that people can go and see their families, so that people can go and be able to better care for others. Thank you, Lord, for the lessons that you teach us, but help us now to put these things even more into practice. Please give us the freedoms back again that we had, but that we would be much more considerate in our ways. I pray, Lord, for every man, woman, boy and girl throughout the UK and indeed the rest of the world, that before it is too late, that each would hear and receive the gospel. For as John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life." As Acts 16 verse 31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." This has been the Power Hour and a prayer for all nations. We have prayed quite widely about things and we'll certainly be doing so in the future. Thank you to all those who have been praying for us in the background. And I pray for all of you a real blessing this weekend and beyond. If this has impacted you in any way, and in a positive way, please do let us know. The email address is info@gnumber4g.org.uk. And we'll be making this available as a podcast. This is Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. Right, we've got some great music for you to take you up to the top of the hour. And the first track of music that we'll be playing for you is in Christ alone. It's Keswick Praise, and we've got some music from Billy Graham and Lorna McDougall. This is Gospel for Grampian. Have a great weekend.